Celtic world, right, the Christianity entered, but entered on the roots of those civilizations. And therefore, it couldn't be the same Christianity like for the Romans. Eh? And later, this difference was felt. So the Reformation, detachment from one certain type of culture from another type of culture. If we think about the Orthodox, evidently, when you move Christianity in the East in contact with what today is Islam, it cannot be the same religion as we have in the Latin or Northern. See? So we have the Orthodox. But basically, it's the same. Eh? Only Christianity speaking three different languages because are the original cultural language of those people. So that's how it works, you see? Because otherwise we make this mistake. It was a choice to become Catholic. No, no. It was a fact. It's a culture. Eh? It was a choice to become Protestant. No, it's a culture. See? Yes. Okay, let's go there and show you. Yes, I don't think you can take it with the flash.
Dude, look, this is like tombstones.
Okay, these are all tombs. See? Well, evidently, you know, the churches were cemeteries. That's it. I was only in the 17-something, Napoleone. He made a law saying you cannot put bodies into the churches anymore. So you see, Norman, now the cemeteries are outside. But before, it was inside churches. They had these big, huge spaces where they would throw bodies. And that's it. Because the people were afraid of being buried outside their sacred area. See, to be buried outside their sacred area was meant not to have the protection of the church. The devil will grasp you immediately. You know why? It's interesting. This idea of being taken by the devil, you know. When people die, this is true in many, many cultures, they put oil on the person. Eh? What we call the estrema unzione, you know, the last, and they put oil on the face and so on. In the past, this oil, see, was put on the whole body, see, to be unto. Eh? And actually, that could be one of the signs of Christ, you know, to be unto, the PX. Eh? Means to be covered with oil. And the idea was, if you're covered with oil, the devil cannot grab you. That's interesting. Because it's holy oil anyway, cannot grab you. Eh? Interesting.
Yeah, she's really good at standing still.
Churches went through a lot of additions. Eh? It's not that all of this is original from the 11th century. Eh? This altar was added in the Renaissance, the chapel there was added in the Renaissance. Eh? But things changed. Even the frescoes added on the walls were added later. These are Gothic frescoes. Normally, Romanesque buildings, 11th century, they are not painted on the walls. Okay? The painting is later, and normally it was done with fresco technique. Of course, to make frescoes, you need to plaster the surfaces. Here we have how they made frescoes. We have a drawing called Sinopia. So they prepare the wall, then when the wall is dry, they draw on the surface, or they transfer with cartoons, they transfer the drawing, see? So they make the drawing on the surface. Then later they prepare a very thin layer of plaster, wet, that they add on top of the drawing. But the plaster is very fine and very thin, so it's transparent. So the paint sees through and paints with tempera, basically, wet and wet, the composition. Mm. So frescoes were done always in a day. Eh? So the painter could paint a day, because then at the end of the day, the plaster would be dry and it would be impossible to paint. You can do only hard lines. If you look at the Sistine Chapel of Michelangelo, there are hundreds of different little portions that Michelangelo and his helpers painted every day. So ideally, they would separate one section and paint that section in one day. The following day, they will add more plaster and then we go. Okay? So this is the Sinopia. The fresco that was on top has been detached. Okay? It's possible to detach one layer of plaster from the other layer. Okay? So that you have the fresco and the drawing, both of them, okay? And the Sinopia. So when you go in a museum, it says an exhibit of Sinopia. It means of the preparatory drawings to make frescoes. Then on the right side, maybe you see the fresco. And sometimes you discover that the fresco and the Sinopia are a little bit different. Because the painter, while he was painting, changed idea. Okay, you know that the cycles of paintings and walls, well, for them, like for us today, is the television. Okay? Basic communication. Okay? Remember that these people did not write, did not read, see? They not even spoke the official medieval Latin that was the language spoken in the church. So basically they were just outside the ecclesiastic events. Okay? But in the churches they could get the message through graphic, painted communication. Eh? The cycles of paintings will communicate the meanings, like the Bible, and so on. Eh? So that's why in many churches you have so many frescoes. Eh? This is the type of church where you have the crypt. You know that the church was always erected on the body of the martyr. Eh? So if you don't have a saint, you don't have a church. Eh? Particularly in the Catholic vision. Okay. So the body of the martyr is there, and on top of the body, the tomb, is the altar. Right? See, so the altar is above and the tomb is below. A little bit was what was in the early Christian churches, right? Where they would get the body of the martyrs, see, and around the body they would build what was the Ecclesia Domestica. It was the house church. Those were the first Christian church in Rome. Eh? And always built around the body of the man, called the martyrium. Eh? The later we see now in the baptistry. Eh? So remember that the church has a long history. Eh? It's not something that came in that way.